To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
This hour on 97 to the Fans brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. I'm Brayden Suprenant. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to get into Aztec football. We've been teasing this for 3 days. We're going to hear from Sean Lewis when we come back. I got to rant about Alex Bregman for a second. Alex Bregman. I mean, you know what? Don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Alex Bregman is opting out of his contract. He is opting out of a 3-year, $120 million contract. Mike Swing coming in. Alex Bregman this year had a solid season. Played 114 games. Which is, aside from the year he was hurt in 2021, the least amount of games that he has participated in an entire season. Had a 3.5 war, solid. That would be equivalent to his fourth worst war season, behind 2020, which was shortened. 2021, which he was injured. And 2016, when he only played in 49 games. So it was his worst war season in the amount of games that he had played, and at least 100 games played. He got fourth worst amount of hits at 118. I mean, he basically did not have that great of a year. In his particular category, he was below his average on every statistical category across the board. He was getting paid $40 million a year. He's like, nope. I'm going to opt out. Need more money. $40 million a year. I don't know about that, but like, if 3.5 war gets you more than $40 million a year, what are we doing in Major League Baseball? Guy hit .273 with an .821 OPS and a .128 OPS+. Those are solid numbers. Those are solid numbers. Is that worth $40 million plus a year? Is it? Now, his numbers in 2019, an 8.9 WAR, a 296 average, a 1015 OPS, a 162 OPS plus. Hey, that guy wants $40 million bucks? We'll have a conversation. But the player that Alex Bregman was this year at age 31, I remind you. I mean, what starts to happen with players in their 30s? He wants more stability. And he opted out of $80 million guaranteed over the next 2 years because this is the time for him to make all the money he can. You know how much money Alex Bregman has made in his career? You know how much money he's made up until 2025? He has made $127 million in his career already. Now, he's a Scott Boras client, so you know he's going to try to get the most. $127 million he has already earned. He had 40 this year, and he was expected to get 40 next year and the year after that. He opts out because he wants more stability. More stability. How much more stability do you need when you're getting $40 million a year? You could get $40 million for your age 32 season and $40 million for your age 33 season. And by the way, probably still sign a pretty lucrative deal. My question, though, of course, is, like, how much more do you need? How much more do you need? It's an interesting question. Like, how much more do you need? Like, does your lifestyle change between $40 million and $50 million a year? I don't know. I don't make that kind of money. Frank, do you make $40 million a year?
You're funny.
Where are my rich people at? Anybody in our listening audience makes $40 million a year? Do you want to tell me like how much your lifestyle would change if you made $50 million a year? He must hate Boston. I mean, that, like Frank said like 2 weeks ago, he must hate Boston. That has to be the only reason why he would be out of that deal. I can't imagine him getting a, let's say he wants a 7-year deal. Is he going to settle for like less than 40 a year? I mean, how much money are you going to be able to get? We're talking about financial stability. This is why when these lockouts happen, I'm not on a side. I'm not on either side because it doesn't affect me. But I always find it interesting. The narrative of like players are allowed to fight and get as much money as possible, but the owners are not allowed to do that. Why can't the owners do that? Well, because they make X amount of dollars. So like at what point is that enough? Like at what point of the contract is like, all right, well, he's now made what we determine enough money, so now he shouldn't be asking for more money. Let's just say hypothetically, because it's getting close, and we were pretty close with the Juan Soto deal, but let's say a player gets like a $1 billion contract. We're getting close. We're getting close. Let's say a player gets a $1 billion contract, Frank. If he opts out, is it like, well, you know what? He should be getting some more money. Or is it like, well, you know, he's kind of got $1 billion.
I really hate where I'm playing.
Huh? Yeah, you must really hate,
really
where, you're
hate where I'm playing.
But what I'm saying is like everybody like defends the players all the time. I'm not pro player. I'm not pro owner. I'm not on either side. But I want to play devil's advocate for a second. I see this and I immediately go like, I can't really listen to the cry poverty from players. I can't listen to it. That guy opted out of $40 million a year after an like slightly above average season. Slightly above average season. But my question is like, why, if the players are allowed to earn as much as possible, right? They should be allowed to earn as much as possible. I think that's fair. Shouldn't the owners be trying to make as much money as possible? Wouldn't that be fair, Frank?
Theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically, yeah. But why isn't it fair? Oh, because they have $1 billion. What is the $1 billion the cutoff? So if like Juan Soto signed a $1 billion contract, is he then incapable of asking for more money, Frank? Should he now stop trying to earn more money?
Look at you starting to understand.
I'm just saying, like, you're either for people going out there and making as much as possible, or you're not. So you can't say, like, we want to see the players try to make as much money as possible, but, like, not the owner. Why can't the owners make as much money as possible?
Because Meanie Bobini, billionaire.
They inherit all the risk, Frank.
Don't matter.
They inherit all the risk.
Doesn't matter.
They're the ones paying for everything. If it wasn't for them, there would be no league. The players could go start their own league. Oh, they wouldn't do that, though. Right. Well, they wouldn't do that because that wouldn't make any sense. I mean, a lot of them get paid a ton of money where they could probably put the money together and, you know what? Get a deal where they can start their own league. They could do the Live Golf thing. They had the money for it. They could do it, and then they could make their own rules.
What's his name in the chat would be thrilled to death by that. He's been wanting the Saudis to buy the Padres for the last year now.
People don't understand risk. They don't understand risk. Just because you have more money doesn't mean there's more risk. There is risk. They're inheriting all the risk. The players inherit zero risk. It's the same thing with business owners and people that work for said businesses. Just because the guy has billions of dollars doesn't mean he's not risking things. It takes a lot of money to run an organization. There's a lot of money that can be lost in the organization if Major League Baseball collapses. Or if there's a different league or whatever that may be. There's risk involved. So if you're all about people making as much as possible, which I am, good on Alex Bregman for trying to make as much money as possible. But at the same time, there isn't like this finite cutoff of like, oh, well, then these people can't. Well, they can't make. They have all this money. They can't make any more. So where's the cutoff point? This is why I don't get involved in these conversations. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. But I do find it odd when they cry, like, we're not getting paid enough. And the guy's getting $40 million a year, and he's opting out of it to make $50 million a year? Or maybe more years for stability? How much more money do you need? They could literally put all their money together and buy a team themselves. They don't do that. Why not? Because they got their money. They don't care. They're just theirs now. They're going to go retire and do their own thing. It's an interesting conversation. I find it fun to discuss who deserves money and who doesn't. Who deserves to ask for as much money as possible and who shouldn't because they already have enough in the realm of society thinking they have enough. Alex Bregman turned down $40 million a year. $40 million a year to enter free agency because it wasn't enough for him. Amazing to me. It is. Hey, good for him. I mean, he's going to be great. I don't see how you could just leave that money. That's crazy. It's crazy. And you are what you're willing, you know, you're worth what somebody's willing to pay. Totally believe that. The market value. But I just find it funny, like when we get in these arguments, it's like, well, they have $1 billion, so it doesn't matter. Like they don't need any more money. They can just keep paying and paying and paying. But the players, you know, there's no limit that they can reach. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Yeah, the owners make a ton of money too. They're the one that invested all the money into the organization when they bought the organization. They make all their money back when they sell it. But if it goes down in value, they're going to burn a ton of money that they invested in their product. And they're the ones that make all the deals and all the TV and that. They're the ones doing all that. The players are playing. They're both compensated fairly. I just think it's an interesting topic of conversation. But this is why I'm not pro any side, because you see situations like Alex Bregman right here, who just opted out of $40 million a year. For what? Financial stability? If he comes out, he's like, I just hate playing in Boston. All right, you know what? He left a lot of money on the table to leave that place. Good for him. But that being said, I mean, how is his life going to change with the amount of money? It's the perspective of money to me is interesting. But think about that. Like, you know, just being in the sport is big.
because it was created and put on TV, and a lot of the stuff happened before these players showed up. Because the guys that were playing before them weren't making as much money as they're playing now, that they're making now. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I cannot wait to see what Alex Bregman's contract is. I can't wait. Can't wait. Also, I can't wait for to hear from Sean Lewis about his 5-1 Aztecs and why. Frank and I say, hey, Frank, what's the key of the show? What's the phrase of the show?
Right, but too early.
Right, but too early. What did I tell you? I said, you know what? Speaking of money, you guys could have become Jeff Bezos by listening to our prediction. There's a disclaimer in there somewhere. Do not listen to us for betting advice. We're not very good at picking games. But we were good on this one. We'll tell you when we come back on the Braden Serpenna Show. Standing on his number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. He's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Serpenna. This is the Braden Serpenna Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's time, Sean.
How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs? 5-0, 2-0 now in the Mountain West Conference. They beat Nevada 44-10 last Saturday night. We're destroying Nevada. I mean, Nevada scored 10 unanswered in the whatever it's called, fourth quarter, as I'm thinking about different things at once. Jaden Dennegal, 14 for 17, 205, two touchdowns, also ran the ball four times for 41 yards. Lucky Sutton, 16 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Napier had 5 receptions for 110 yards, also got a punt return for a touchdown. Trey White, defensively, 6 tackles, 3 solo, 3 assists, a sack, and a 1.5 tackles for loss. Gabriel Palencia holds the longest active field goal streak in the NCAA with 22 kicks, 27 of 28 on career field goals, 39 of 40 on career PATs. They rolled over Nevada last week. Phenomenal performance from San Diego State, what could have been a relatively trapped game with a brand new quarterback for Nevada, a team that had competed better than what their record and their score showed, and the Aztecs just walked all over them Saturday night. Frank, any takeaways from the Aztecs' win last week?
They're for real. They really are. They are for real. Those two...
Who was saying that before the season started?
Both of us,
us.
I believe.
Us.
You a little bit more loudly than I was, but... They absolutely are for real. Now, Nevada is not a good team, But as I said, it's one thing to play a bad team. It's another thing to do what you're supposed to do against those bad teams. And it did not start off great for San Diego State, but that punt return by Napier really snapped them back into the game, and they completely dominated from there.
Washington State actually played pretty well against Ole Miss to kind of eliminate that being as much of an embarrassing loss, but that's still like, the more you win, the more you sit back and like, man, what a... Didn't show up that one week. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, you start looking at the schedule. We're going to get to that in the next segment. What did we say about Aztec football? I said they could win. I said they could go 8-4 this year. I said they could go 8-4. People laughed at me. They're like, there's no way. Aztecs are toast. No way. Program sucks.
There's a legitimate chance they can go 10-2 this year.
I looked at it. We're going to look at the schedule later, and we're going to talk about the impact that this football season has on the Aztec athletic department. But I'm going to tell you right now, their over-under wins for the season was 4.5. And what did we start? What did we say from June?
Immediately over.
Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. They were going to win. They were going to win more than 4.5 games. I thought they were going to win 8. They're well on their way to potentially winning 8 games. They only got to win 3 more. San Diego State at 5-1 now, and out of their, and we're going to go through it, they have to win 3 out of their next 6 games. They got to go 3-3 in their next 6, and they will win 8 football games this year. They will be 8-4 if they go 3-3. And they got some teams on their schedule that they should be able to beat and beat down. Now, I still think there's a couple of testers. They got 2 weeks to prepare for Fresno State, who's 5-2, but Fresno State got ran out of the building by Colorado State last week. Ran out of the building. I think that's a little bit of a trap game. They're playing for the oil can, all that fun stuff. They got to go up to Fresno. Tougher place to play. They get Wyoming at home. They got to go to Hawaii. I think that's a little bit of a trap. It's always difficult to play in Honolulu for any team. And you know that game's probably going to be late at night. And then they got Boise State at home. Those three games are the three games that I think are trap games. I mean, New Mexico at the end of the season, they're 3-3. I know they, you know, look, they destroyed UCLA. Destroyed UCLA. So maybe that's a factor. But I'm telling you, like, this Aztec team, man, is good. And we're going to talk about, like, what the excuse is now about not watching the Aztecs. I mean, they have everything that you are looking for. But before we get to that, let's talk with Sean Lewis a little bit. Here's his opening statement from the post game from Saturday night when they beat Nevada.
Pleased with the effort, really good effort in all three phases. It was great for the boys to start fast, to get the two non-offensive touchdowns early was huge. Obviously, anytime that you can put points on the board in those non-traditional ways is really, really beneficial. So fast start was really advantageous, was pleased with the way that we were able to be balanced on offense yet again. Distribute the football to a lot of different guys. Was really pleased with the defensive effort, the way that they swarmed, really made the new quarterback feel uncomfortable with the different looks that we were giving them. Kicking continues to be a great consistent factor for us. Gabe is doing a heck of a job, and you know, the number of times that we can put the ball up on the tee and you know, knock touchbacks back there, and we don't have to cover those, is really, really good. So wish that we would have finished a little bit better. Disappointed that we didn't find the end zone in the second half offensively, but that's me nitpicking, and that gives me some stuff going into the bye week to really dial into, you know. So now's a good time for us to get refreshed, get recharged. Back half of the season is obviously no joke, and we got to do a great job attacking that day in and day out.
Good overall performance. Obviously, he's upset about the way that they finished that game, which leads Sean Lewis to talk more about their need to play a complete game.
We've been talking quite a bit, obviously, about we laid an egg the first time that we went out. The defense carried us the second time that we went out. So to take kind of that next step, right, as we talk about this climb and the journey that we're on to be improving and to continue to elevate, was having all three phases put together a four-quarter game. You know, and so, again, the way that we started, the way that all three units played collectively well together was great to see. You know, now we got to start embracing kind of that next man up mentality, to where no matter who's in at what point in the game, right, that the standard doesn't get compromised and that we finish appropriately regardless of circumstance and regardless of what the scoreboard is. But it was great to see, again, the first half for all that to come together and for us to take that next step in this journey.
A lot of it comes with their quarterback, right? And Jaden Dennegal and the progression that he's had to make throughout the season. I think he's gotten a lot better. I think it's a big reason why the Aztecs are playing a lot better in their last couple of weeks, why they've been able to put up 42 points, 34 points, 45 points, 44 points. I mean, this offense is putting up the numbers and the points that you expected them to do last season. Now, in their loss, they only scored 13. And then, of course, in DeKalb, Illinois, they put up 6 points. But they're starting to get it going a little bit more offensively, using the run of game with Lucky Sutton and Byron Caldwell and Christian Washington. But also, it's Jaden Dennegal and the progression he has made throughout the season. Here's what Sean Lewis had to say about Dennegal.
You know, familiarity with the scheme, knowing where the answers are. I think early on he was thinking about all things in every call, where he's really been able to narrow his focus within the calls and how it applies to each game plan that we've put together relative to the opponent that we're going to see. And again, just kind of speaks to his maturity and his level of comfort with the playmakers that are around him.
Last thing for you, Sean Lewis on surpassing projected expectations for the team, obviously talking about the win-loss total for the season. They hit the over, baby.
The external noise, quite honestly, you know, doesn't bother me. I don't give it much heed unless I can use it as motivation. Just trying to get better each and every single day, truly, right? Like, we took a good positive step today. We got an unbelievable opportunity next week to compete against one another and for us as Aztecs to really grow and get better during the bye week. You know, and then obviously there's a pretty big one after that, but the vision needs to be tunnel focused on the opportunity that we have next week to really go inward, to evaluate and assess who we are, and then go out on the field and create new opportunities for us to grow and for us to compete and for us to improve, so that when we get to go out on the field for real, that next opportunity, it's even better than it was tonight.
The last time they came off a bye week, they beat California 34-0. So hopefully they could play off of that. And that was coming off of a bad loss, 36-13 to Washington State. Cougs are now 3-3. But you look at overall what the Aztecs have done, a 5-1 start in their first six. They got the back half of the season now. And they got Fresno State on a 2-week two-week prep with the bye. And then they got Wyoming and Hawaii and Boise State and San Jose State and New Mexico. And they're right there in the thick of things, not only for the Mountain West Championship game, but potentially win the Mountain West. And they have it's not a crazy thing to say that they have a relative chance at making the college football playoff. Not as an at-large, but as a conference champion, a Group of Five winner. How is that going to happen? And what does this mean for the program that when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan? Well, we have
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to do the Midday Sports Standoff. We will do it today. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you call in and take me down to sports trivia, you'd be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Give us a call, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's talk about the Aztecs. And now after recapping last week's game, finally, and getting to the upcoming schedule, there's really no excuse now for Aztec football to not be at least more popular amongst the attendants. San Diego State actually received an AP vote this week. AP top 25 vote this week. They only received one. They received 2 points, but they got voted 24th in one of the polls. They finished 24th in one of the polls. Aztecs football getting votes in the AP top 25. In the coaches poll, they got one top 25 vote coming in at number 25. So now you talk about the narratives around Aztec football. And I'm going to tell you right now. You start looking at where everything sits in college football. Where whoever wins and whoever's the best group of five school that is a conference champion makes the college football playoff. San Diego State is right there knocking on the door. Now, there's a couple of things and a couple of programs you have to look out for in that particular sense. Let's talk about what San Diego State has to do right now. They obviously would have to run the table or at least put themselves in a position to win the Mountain West Conference. As things stand right now in the Mountain West Conference, and again, they've gotten rid of divisions in most of college football. San Diego State football in the Mountain West is tied for first with UNLV and Boise State. UNLV, the Aztecs, do not play this year. UNLV is 2-0 and 6-0. Beating them would be very clutch in the Mountain West championship game, should they face them at that point in time. Again, both teams and all teams in the Mountain West have six games remaining. Boise State, also 2-0 and 4-2 on the season. Aztecs get to play Boise State later on at home. That game should be packed, San Diego, and there's really no excuse why it shouldn't be packed. We'll get to that in a second. So the Aztecs don't have to play UNLV, and they're tied at the top with Boise State. They got to finish in the top two to be in the Mountain West Championship game. It would be nice if they got to host the Mountain West Championship game. That's a different conversation for a different day. They still got to play Fresno, who's in fourth. They got to play Hawaii, who's in fifth. They got to play Wyoming, who's in sixth. They do have to play a lot of the top half of the Mountain West. And then later on, they got San Jose State and New Mexico to finish out the year. Those two teams are near the bottom. They do not play Air Force this year, who are 0-4 and 1-5. They do not play Utah State this year, who is 1-1 and 3-3. A look at the Aztecs' upcoming schedule. They got Fresno State, not this Saturday, next Saturday, which will be the toughest remaining test on the road, but it's coming off of a bye, and Fresno State just got smoked by Colorado State, a team that San Diego State ran out of the building. Then they got Wyoming at home. They're 3-3. They're 1-1. Not a team that you can overlook. They can't bite you if you're not paying attention, but you got them at home. Got to deal with the difficult travel on November 8th at Hawaii, but a very winnable game for a very good team. And then you got a Boise State team that's not as good as last year's Boise State team. It's a very winnable game, but probably going to be the biggest remaining home challenge for the Aztecs. If you make it through Boise State, you should be able to take care of business against San Jose State and at New Mexico. But let's just say you go 5-1. I think the Aztecs have a really legitimate chance of going 10-2. And if that's the case, more likely than not, you're in the Mountain West Championship game. Now, you really have to beat Boise State. Otherwise, you're going to have to rely on them to lose somewhere down the stretch. I think Fresno State could be part of that conversation. And to make it easier, you got to let UNLV, you know, hopefully they lose one game across the board. Now, that's how San Diego State controls their own destiny of this conversation and winning the Mountain West. And to be honest with you, if you're a group of five school, you should be trying to just win your conference and then see where everything stands. And as of right now, the Aztecs have a great opportunity to win their conference in football. They are 5-1. They're really starting to hit their stride. Now, in terms of other teams in other conferences that you have to worry about, the American Conference is definitely the conference that you're going to have to worry about. Because as of right now, two teams in the American are, in fact, ranked. South Florida, who beat Boise State this year. That doesn't help the Mountain West. Who beat Florida, who is ranked on the road, which is a better win than anything that San Diego State's got. And has already played Miami. They got smoked by Miami, but somebody has to do it. They are relatively, I would, in my opinion, the favorite to win the American and then, of course, be the representative in the college football playoff. You would need them to lose. The other school is in the American, and they play South Florida, and it's Memphis. And Memphis has a good win, too. They beat Arkansas at home. But looking at the other conferences, like right now, Like Navy's undefeated, but Navy, I don't know if, to me, the only way Navy gets considered to be in the college football playoff is if they go undefeated in conference play. They got to win the American Conference. And by the way, they got that extra game against Army they got to deal with. That's not included in the American Conference. So Navy's got a lot of other opportunities. I don't see Navy getting into the college football playoff over San Diego State. So that's the American Conference. Like, Tulane's right there, too. Like, Memphis, South Florida, Tulane, Aztec fans, you need them to drop a game each. South Florida and Memphis will play each other. Probably want, I don't know who you really want to win that game, because whoever wins that game is going to get a little of a boost. You need them to, you need neither of those teams to win the American. You go over to the other conferences. Conference USA. Kennesaw State's leading Conference USA. They're 4-2. Conference USA is not going to be competition. You go to the MAC. Frank loves the MAC. You love the MAC-tion, Frank.
Love the MAC. Go Bulls.
Bulls are in second.
Yes, they are.
They're 3-3. You're probably not going to have to worry about the MAC conference either in terms of making the college football playoff. Sunbelt, maybe with James Madison. James Madison right now would be that number one team coming out of the Sunbelt. James Madison this year has a loss to Louisville, and that's it. And then they have ripped through their schedule pretty effortlessly. San Diego State, it's not crazy to say they have a legitimate chance at making the college football playoff. Is it a high chance? Probably not. But they do have a chance. And that brings up the question. What more? And I guess it's early, right? I mean, it's only been six games and it's 1 year and it's hard to build the fan base back up. But Frank, what are like the three to four things that are the reason why people don't go to Aztec games?
Too expensive, boring play.
Too expensive, boring play.
lack of quality opponents.
Lack of quality opponents.
And they're not really playing for much of anything.
Don't have a chance at the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Shade.
I forgot.
You forgot about the shade. I love complaining about how stupid the shade sounds. And everybody gets like, well, you know, people have this and that.
Every home game is a night game this year, by the way.
Correct. So let's go through it. So what was your first one you said?
Too expensive.
Too expensive. They have now started to flip the tickets and give you an opportunity to buy tickets at a deal. That's a good start. Number two. What did you say?
Boring play.
Boring play. They're scoring like 40-something points a game. Mm-hmm. Their offense is moving the ball. Defense looks lights out. They're playing. I would consider that they're good. Remember, it was like they're not good and they're not exciting. They're now exciting and they're good. Number three.
Lack of quality opponents.
They got Boise State coming up. Boise State was in the college football playoff last year. Aside from that, you got a point. There's not really a lot of good competition.
You had Cal.
But let me tell you this. Like, there is no reason why people shouldn't go to the Boise State game.
No.
I'm just going to view that one. Okay, so it's at night. We have a time for that? Is that a night game already? It's a 7:30 kick.
Yes.
It's at night. It ain't going to be hot. You don't have to worry about the shade.
The only game that we don't know what time the kickoff is San Jose State. They announced the kickoff for Fresno State will either be at 12:30 or at 4 o'clock, but they know the game will be on FS1. The only game that we don't know what time the kick is the San Jose State game, which is the last chance to see the Aztecs this year.
Okay. So let's just look at that. Let's just talk about the Boise State game. We're going to try to get people to go to the Aztec game against Boise State. Okay, so what is it?
Don't forget about Wyoming.
Yeah, but Boise State is the opponent thing.
Yes.
I can't factor in the Wyoming is like, I mean, I think Wyoming's got it cool,
know.
But you know what? Most people are like, Wyoming?
Stadium's awesome.
Is Josh Allen playing? No, he's not. Sorry about it.
His numbers are tired, though.
Okay, so Boise State. Good opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Game is at night. No sun. Aztecs are good. A win there would be competing for a college football playoff spot. All of the excuses for why people in San Diego don't care about San Diego State football or why they don't go to games are eliminated in that Boise State game.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason why you shouldn't attend the game against Boise State. If you're interested in seeing the new stadium, if you want to see what we're talking about, if you want to show and see if we were actually right, well, we were right because we said they would win more than 4.5 games.
Nationally televised game as well on CBS Sports Network.
Televised game. Why wouldn't you go support San Diego State football against Boise State? That is a must-attend game. I have to be at this game. Assuming it's not some weird Friday or anything like that.
I'm excited for the game against Wyoming.
I'm excited for any of those games.
The biggest problem is it's 4 o'clock, which, sorry to the shade crowd. But I'm excited to get back there. It's been a while. We missed the last game because of, I believe you had a game and I couldn't. Oh, Padre, you had to coach, and because of Padre baseball, the credential request completely skipped our mind because of the playoffs. But very excited to get to Snapdragon again.
No reason why you shouldn't attend the game against Boise State. Aztecs, baby. How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs? It's a good football team that they got there. This is huge for them. Could you imagine
winning the last Mountain West championship?
Not even that. Let's say they win the Mountain West championship. They go 10-2. Let's just be conservative. It's good enough to make the college football playoff. They'll get the 12 seed. Even if they go and get their ass kicked,
what does that do
for the program?
You made the playoff. You've shown that you've proven that you can make the playoff.
Correct. You're proven that you can make the college football playoff. If they can hang with the team, that would be even better. But like I'd look at like what the guess of where you would be playing. Like you just got the 12 seed. right? First four have a bye. Yeah. You're playing like an Ole Miss or an Alabama. If they got like a Texas Tech or something like that on the road, Texas Tech's good, but that doesn't seem as scary. They just got to keep it close. I think it'd be pretty good. There's no excuse now to not go to an Aztec football game. They've done a great job. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. Let's get to our Midday Sports Standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No good. Are you kidding me, Mr.?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, who we got playing today?
We have Cameron in San Marcos playing today. Cameron, how you doing today, bud?
Good, thank you. Appreciate what you guys are doing.
We appreciate you for calling in. So today we have a topic, nine potential answers here for this topic. There are nine Super Bowl matchups that have happened multiple times. What are they? Cameron, you have the first guess.
What was the... It was the...
There are nine Super Bowl matchups that have happened multiple times.
Wow.
What are they?
Okay. Niners, Chargers.
No. That'd mean the Chargers would have made the Super Bowl more than one time. Yeah.
Just laughing at the comment. Sorry not about your answer, it. Bud. Go ahead, Brady.
Sorry about it. Oh, man. Bills, Cowboys. Didn't they play each other twice during the 4 years or something?
Bills, Cowboys. Super Bowl 27 and 28. Cameron.
There's nine of these?
Let's try Niners, Bengals.
Niners, Bengals. Super Bowl 26 and 23, Braden.
This has nothing to do with my guessing, but are there any that have happened more than twice?
There is one that has happened more than twice.
My guess for some reason was Cowboys Steelers because of all the rivalry they had, even though they're in different leagues.
That is the one that has happened more than twice. Wow. Super Bowl 10, 13, and 30. Cameron.
How about Patriots Giants?
A good one.
Two very fond memories. Super Bowl 43 and 49. Braden.
Chiefs and Niners is a recent one.
Super Bowl 54 and 58.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Yep.
Super Bowl 57 and 59.
I want to say Patriots-Eagles is also a repeat from 05. Like, wasn't it like an early Patriots game against like Donovan McNabb?
39 and 42. You had another one in there, Braden. I believe it was, you said Chiefs-Niners.
Okay. I did, yeah.
All right, so you got to get this one to tie here, Cameron. There's two left.
Two out of nine.
We have to go quick here. We're running up against the break.
Baltimore and somebody,
he says.
Baltimore is not one of them. Braden, can you put it away here?
Not really. I can't think off the top of my head. What is the last one?
Well, no, there's still two.
Oh.
Cameron, if you think you got a guess, shout it.
Giants-Bills.
No, not Giants-Bills. Cameron, you got one?
Cardinals left it at once.
That would have been the third one. Off to the next hour we go.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.